I want to focus my remarks this morning on one aspect central to Dr. King's vision. Beloved community. This was a favorite expression of Martin Luther King's, which he used to describe what he considered to be the end, the goal, of social action and of religion and religious community, beloved community. What did he mean? What was he talking about? I'll try to do a little bit of explaining. The term beloved community was first coined by the late 19th and early 20th century American philosopher Josiah Royce, who was born in a tent, I think, in a Northern California mining camp in Grass Valley. His father was a 49er. And he went on to become an influential professor at Harvard University from the early 1880s to the 1916, I think, with William James and George Santayana and some others. And Josiah Royce declared, "My life means nothing, either theoretically or practically, unless I am a member of a community." Now, as it happens, not every collection of individuals is, in fact, and he's very clear about it, a community. You can have an aggregate of people, but it's no community. Not, according to Royce, unless and until individual members are in communication with one another, real communications, so that there is, to an extent and to some relevant degree, a congruence of feeling, thought, and will among the whole group. Everybody's on the same page. Everybody's singing from the same sheet. It's not just a bunch of people thrown in a room, bouncing off each other. Now, connecting to a community's history and mission create a sense of a common past. We've been here 70 years. And a shared future among its members. Where are we going? Which then becomes the basis for the loyalty it inspires. Some communities are defined by a loyalty to a cause or a spirit that harmonizes all disputatious inclinations. Royce referred to such communities as genuine communities or communities of grace. I've heard communities of congruence. Other communities not of congruence are defined by a vicious or even predatory loyalty tending toward the destruction of others' causes and loyalties. A good example, they're all over the place, but let's take one that always astonishes me, and that's the Reverend Pat Robertson's 700 Club, the venue from which he proclaimed just last year that 200 some years ago, Haitians signed a pact with the devil to throw off French and colonialism, and that they have been cursed ever since, and that's why the earthquake, that's why tornado, that's why all the problems, because of this pact with the devil. Jeez. 700 Club notwithstanding, beyond the actual communities that we directly encounter in daily life, Josiah Royce also posited an ideal, the beloved community, capital B, capital C, made up of all those who would be fully dedicated to the cause of loyalty, truth, and reality itself. That is, it's kind of a Platonic form where all goodness is found. Now, Royce stressed that the sharing of individuals' feelings, thoughts, and wills that occurs in healthy communities does not imply a mystical blurring or annihilation of their personal identities. It's no undifferentiated ego mass. It's just people united by shared feeling. Individuals remain individuals, but when we join a community, we attain to a kind of second-order life that extends beyond any of our individual lives. All genuine communities, Royce believed, are united by a guiding, or what he called interpreting, spirit, like the one suggested in our first line of our church covenant that we all just said. Love is the doctrine of this church, interpreting spirit. Josiah Royce held that religion is the spirit of life in which finite human beings are able to get in touch with the infinite source of wisdom and guidance that he, and later Martin Luther King Jr., considered the ultimate guiding spirit, God. Both Josiah Royce and Martin King believed that engagement in loyal, loving community, guided by a divine spirit and devoted to the highest ideals of goodness, was the best recipe for generating religious insight. That's what King's talking about in that conversation with the SNCC volunteers, getting their self lined up. And in that spirit, it will generate insight and recognition of your identity with your oppressor. Our Unitarian and Universalist ancestors shared this understanding too, as did many other activist forebears, Jews, Baptists, Methodist Episcopals, and Muslims, among others, whose heirs are celebrating Martin King's legacy this weekend along with us. Both Josiah Royce and Martin King were, in many respects, what you might call Unitarian leaning Christians, or small c Christians with a humanist slant. Both affirmed the idea of divine incarnation. Yes, surely the incarnation of God in Jesus, but equally important, really more important, the ongoing and continuous incarnation of the Spirit in living communities of faith. That's what Martin King was about in Montgomery and in Atlanta. That's what Royce was about in his seminars and in his lay church involvement in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Both Josiah Royce and Martin King believed that the church's primary importance is as a paradigm of genuine beloved community. Creeds and doctrines may change, and particular congregations may or may not actually be communities of grace. As plenty of churches are not. What matters in the end, though, is the process of communicating with one another and seeking to understand one another in actual, imperfect, finite communities bound together by loyalty and striving toward the ultimate of ideal beloved community. That's what we're trying, that's what we're pledged to do. Onward, forward, team. Okay, are we on the same page? Beloved community, then, is an ideal. An ideal that inspires actual, real communities in their attempt to get along with one another in the healthiest way possible, and also that helps individuals within that community grow in insight. One can appreciate why Dr. King considered it so important. Josiah Royce understood that some non-religious communities are in fact genuine, while many so-called religious communities aren't communities of grace at all. Like Pat Robertson's 700 Club, such communities are hateful and dedicated to destroying the loyalties of those with whom they disagree. Beloved communities, on the other hand, have no trouble linking up with other genuine communities, because such connections are natural, like that made among the marchers in Selma, the Sisters of Selma, who marched with Dr. King, and there's a movie about it, and members of the American Jewish Committee, the American Jewish Congress, the NAACP, and the Southern Christian Leadership Conference patched up differences, put them aside, and all marched in solidarity. Such connections were easy because living in beloved community had taught those who experienced it how exhilarating and empowering life can really be. How liberating, how free, how truly redemptive. And can that be so here? Of course it can. It will be. It's already being there. But we got to keep at it all the time. So may it be. Amen. And blessed be.